The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? And therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is coming to you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his goods. And he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to preach this morning, if the Lord would help me and give me favor, the spoiler. Amen. The spoiler. Amen. If the Lord had helped me, I've actually got a twofold part to this message, and I'll try to be conscious of the time. Amen. As many preachers have said, I'm in a dangerous position this morning, Brother Ryan. Amen. And between Brother Horton and lunch. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. We want to try to obey the Lord and use wisdom. Amen. Here in this setting of Scripture, we see this one verse that I want to take my text from, actually, is verse 29. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Amen. Now, we know the Scripture setting gives us this as the strong man being the devil. Amen. He's the one, and I got to praying about this and how that Christ overcome the devil, and I know that. Amen. But I want to tell you something today. Amen. It's been preached all through this meeting, what we've been here of it. Amen. I'm telling you, we're facing an adversary that's looking to kill the church. Amen. He's going to try to put him in a box. Amen. He'll try to quieten you down. Amen. If he could, he'll just get you right where you're sitting to backslide on him. Amen. And stay right in the house of God. Amen. But oh, if we could just get to a place, amen, where we could overcome that. Amen. How the Bible tells us, amen, that the devil is as a roaring lion. Amen. How to be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring and lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He's looking to kill us. Amen. If he could, he would. Amen. I like the Scripture there that says he's as a roaring lion. Amen. He's not the lion of the tribe of Judah that can deliver us. Amen. But he's as one. Every time God has something in plan, the devil makes an imitation to it. Amen. And he's wanting to put us, amen, to disbelieve what God has put in divine order. Amen. And so he goes about in the world as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Listen, I'd like to tell you this morning, amen, that he'll do it. Amen. If we allow him to. Hallelujah. Amen. These preachers has preached so wonderful to us. Amen. We must get out of the clutches of the devil. Amen. And let us run to the ark of safety, just as hard as we can run. Amen. Hallelujah. The strong man, hallelujah, he was on the list, amen, of being one that was an overcomer. Amen. He was the one, amen, that was there. He was one that you could put mark it down in your book. Amen. He would be on the top, amen. He would be one that would just overcome the obstacles that was placed in his way. Amen. Yeah, he was a strong man. Amen. People don't get that title by no reason at all, amen. So the devil, no doubt, had taken things, amen. How many of you agree from me today? Amen, that he's taken things from the church, amen. I'm a witness of it. He's taken my daughter, hallelujah. But brother, I'm not going to stand back and let him have her. Amen, I'm going to keep on praying and get her back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, I pray that you that have children never lose a child. Amen. To the world. Hallelujah. It's heartbreaking. Amen. It's destroying. Amen. It feels like. Amen. Listen, the strong man. Amen. It seemed like he'll come in places. Amen. And he'll try his best to destroy you. He'll try his best to destroy the church. Amen. He'll try to do what he can. Amen. To discourage every one of us. Amen. Song of Solomon tells us. Amen. In 2 and verse 15. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine, for their vine have tender grapes. Amen. I'd like to tell you this morning, amen, our children are precious. Amen. Our elder folks are precious. Amen. I'd like to keep every one of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The spoiler. Amen. Satan will come, amen, to destroy. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. When he steals your salvation. Amen. I know there's other things that he'll do that he'll steal from you. I know that. Amen. He'll kill, amen, for your salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. And he'll destroy your life. Amen. To where it's no longer fit to serve God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. That we can come back to him. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you this morning. Amen. We're serving a God that can bring us out of the clutches of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I told you, brother. Brother Neil done told you. There's got to be a letdown somewhere. I'm going to try my best, amen, to help you what the Lord gave me. Amen. Isaiah chapter 21 verse 1 tells us, the burden of the desert of the sea has a whirlwind in the south passed through. It cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared unto me. The treacherous dealeth treacherously. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And the spoiler spoileth. Hallelujah. Amen. Go up, O Elam. Besiege, O Media. Amen. And all the sighing thereof have I made to cease. Amen. I looked up that little word, Elam. Amen. And it means a place of birds of prey. Amen. I got to thinking on that. That's what the devil's trying to do to the church today. Amen. He's trying to light right among us. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's trying to be that bird of prey. Amen. He's taken from the church today. Amen. Everything that we'll allow him to take. Amen. Amen. I say, God, give us men and women, boys and girls, that'll stand up against that spoiler. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I like what Brother Ross preached this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, I like to run. Amen. The Lord dealt with me. Just that little word, run. Amen. Here a while back, I got to studying on it. Amen. The best runners don't have strings attached to them. Amen. I'm not trying to re-preach your message, brother. Forgive me. Amen. For starting this in there. Amen. But the best runners, they lighten themselves every bit they can. Amen. You know what we'll do? Amen.
we'll train ourselves. Amen. We'll discipline ourselves as he's done taught us. Amen. We'll go to the burden of prayer. Amen. So we can escape the spoiler. Hallelujah. So we can come past where the spoiler is and retain our integrity with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The strong man. The strong man got his title by winning, by being the best. Amen. Amen. By being the best. Even Samson, amen, he would just flex his muscles and that thing. I mean, hey, he was known for his ability with his strength. Amen. Remove the gates of the city and set him out there on the hill. Amen. Oh, listen. You know what, church? Amen. You don't have to fall under the pressures of the devil. Amen. You don't have to, like Samson did. You don't have to fall. Amen. By the spoiler. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Dale preached to us so good Monday night in youth service. Amen. If he would not have been there, amen, he wouldn't have been tempted with it. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. There's places we should not go. Amen. There's places we should not even entertain the thought of being there. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 21, verse number 8 tells us, right down just in a little bit further there than I just read to you. And he cried, a lion. Amen. A lion's a spoiler. Yeah. Amen. My Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. Amen. What's he doing? Amen. Verse 6 tells us, amen, the Lord said, amen, listen to me. Amen. I'll try to talk to us just a little bit. The Lord said, go set a watch. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there's some things we ought to watch out for. Amen. There's a spoiler of this world that'll come in and take your soul. Amen. He don't care about you. Amen. He wants to destroy you. Amen. But thank God for the watchman. Amen. That's set on the wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for our pastors. Amen. Thank God for our pastors. Amen. For their watching for my soul. Amen. Thank God for the good men of God. Had a cry out. Amen. There's a lion. Amen. Alas, there's a lion. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the preaching's all about. There's a lion out there. There's something to destroy you. Amen. Listen. Let's get our eyes. Amen. On where they need to be. Amen. Let's get them on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I want to bring your attention back to this verse again in verse number 29. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he bind the strong man? Then he will spoil his goods. Listen, I feel like myself. I know when I was a lot younger, before I got really established, Brother Neil, I get tired of that message. I get tired of them preaching about that. I get tired of hearing that sin's going to take you down. I get tired. Amen. I used to get tired of it. Amen. Hadn't they done told us that, Brother Aaron? Hadn't we done preach that to our young people? Amen. But listen to me. As I've gotten older, amen, I found out, amen, the constant reminder has kept me. Hallelujah. Amen. It's kept me from falling. Amen. The constant reminder, amen, that there's somebody out there. Amen. The Bible tells us in Matthew 10, in verse 28, fear not them which killeth the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm looking to my strength today. Amen. Who is it? It's Jesus Christ. Amen. He's my help. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I feel like The twofold part to this message is that Christ is the spoiler of the enemy's plans. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I got blessed when I got to reading it, when I got to looking at it. Amen. I got excited knowing that God is all powerful. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you today, amen, we've got a spoiler. Amen. That is for us. Hallelujah. Why did you come to spoil the enemy's plans? He come to bind the strong man. Amen. Some of these scriptures have already been quoted. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Can I declare unto you, church, we really need to take advantage of that. You're going to help me? We really need to take advantage of it. Amen. Hey, and our weapons are not mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There's a strong man that's still wanting to abide in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. That's who I know to preach to. I don't know if there's any lost here. Amen. You can get salvation through this message too. Amen. Hey, Brother Ryan done such a wonderful job. Amen. Telling us last night, don't gamble with God. It's not worth your soul. You'll die and go to hell if you gamble your life away. Amen. But listen to me. Today we've got another opportunity. Amen. To recognize. Amen. He's pulling down strongholds. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to hurry. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. You know what? I've said it many, many times in the last several years of preaching. Amen. We're facing a day and age where our minds being attacked more than it ever has. Amen. Even Brother Horton said to us this morning, amen, the devil will put thoughts in his mind. Amen, if I can't make it through it. Amen, but listen, I'm here to tell you this morning, you can make it. Amen, Christ is a spoiler of the evil things. Hallelujah. Amen, I would to God, amen, that all these messages, amen, and in my little simple way to tell you, amen, I'm least to these brothers, but I can tell you, God can bring you through. God can establish you. He can make us the spotty enemy plans. Hallelujah. Amen. Our mind has played a lot of tricks on these young folks and elder folks alike. Amen. To feel like nobody cares. Nobody cares. But Brother Ross, we've got the ability through Christ being that spoiler to pull them thoughts down. Amen. To destroy them. Hallelujah. Amen. You've got to recognize you can't do it in yourself. Amen. You can't do it by your own power. Amen. But by the power invested in an almighty God, in the Savior. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. And him crucified. He's a spoiler of the enemy. He's a spoiler of his plans against you. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. I can't get there on my own. Amen. I can't go through it. Amen. My mind was brought back to Daniel when he prayed. And the Bible said he prayed 21 days. And when the angel come to him to answer his prayer, amen, what was it the angel said unto him? I heard you the very first day. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? Amen. I got a leap in my step. Amen. Every time heaven is silent doesn't mean they hadn't heard you. Amen. Every time God doesn't give you an answer back doesn't mean he ain't on his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Mighty God. Mighty God. Amen. I read a little bit of the story of Lazarus before coming to church and him being bound and dead. No hope. It looks to us like life gone means no return. Amen. Hallelujah. You're a witness that it can, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, but what about 4 days? Gone. Hallelujah. Can Christ do that? Amen. I'm telling you today, amen, he's the only one that I know that can show up late and be right on time. Hallelujah. God, amen, Terry. He said, we'll go to Lazarus. Amen. They said, amen, he's sick. Amen. What do we have need to go? Amen. But he said, I'll go. Amen. Amen. Putting in my words, I'll go when it's time. Amen. And after he'd been dead 4 days. Amen. That's like you and I, Mary Martha. Amen. Mary just sat in her house. It's all over. He can't do nothing now. Amen. When Martha met him, she said to him, some of the words affect like this. Amen. He said, don't you believe that your brother shall arise? Amen. She said, yeah. Amen. At the last day, I believe that. Amen. I believe he's going to. Amen. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doeth some of us good here today to realize he's the resurrection. Amen. He spoiled the enemy's plans. And thank God. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne today. I'm still trying to preach to you about the spoiler. Amen. The devil's just a strong man. The Lord was dealing with me on that subject of the lion. Amen. And I got to study and I preached a message on it a long time back. Amen, Brother Ryan, and I didn't get all of it out of there. Amen, I didn't study enough. Amen, but I got to reading some more. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you know anything about it, amen, the lion of the tribe of Judah, amen, is a different breed, a lion. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. Amen. Amen. He is a different breed, but he's got the same characteristics. Amen. He is a king. Hallelujah. Of the jungle. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God today we've got a king, the lion of the tribe of Judah, that'll go out and spoil the enemy plan. Hallelujah. Amen. I know I'm doing a poor job, but I'd like for you to realize, amen, we've got a spoiler working for us. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a spoiler, amen, that's working for us. Amen. Our Lazarus was dead in the grave. Amen. He wasn't just there, amen, by chance, but God, amen, come to where he's at, and he spoke the words, arise, come out. Hallelujah. Amen. You know why I know that it was so detrimental to those that were in that day? Because they tried to kill Jesus because of it. Yeah. Amen. Tried to put it to silence what Jesus had already done. Amen. But they couldn't do it. Amen. The word spread abroad. Amen. I could see old Lazarus say, threaten me with death again. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Threaten me with death again. Hallelujah. I don't know what it's like to go to that place, but I've heard enough about it, and I want to go. How about you this morning? Are you looking to go to heaven? Amen. Are you looking where our spoiler is working for us? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God rose Lazarus up and to finalize what he had done, spoke to those grave clothes, said, loose him, let him go. They fell off. I read of a story where Jesus come into the country and there was one possessed with devils. You know the story. He called himself Legion because there was many. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you with me if I give you the scripture that says God can save by many or by few? Hallelujah. You believe that this morning? Amen. I appreciated the move of God last night. Amen. But we need it every day in our life. Amen. I'm not talking about running and building a new foundation. No. Amen. But I'm talking about continuing on to know the Lord better. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus told that man, just to make a long story short, he said to come out. Hallelujah. Amen. They bid him leave into a herd of swine of about 2,000. Amen. They ran violently down the hill and was killed in the sea. I'd like to tell you today, amen, we've got a spoiler, amen, that'll kill the enemy. He'll destroy the work of Satan.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Part of that scripture reads to us that I already read in John chapter 10. Verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And a lot of times we leave it hanging right there. And I know we do to make a point, sometimes us preachers do. But the latter part of that verse holds the weight. Amen. It holds the strength of what the meaning of the first part is. Amen. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Amen. Wave your hat at me, a hand at me if you're glad you're saved. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. But you know what happened? Amen. There was a God that went before us. Amen. He destroyed the enemy's plans. Hallelujah. He said, you ain't going to get this one. Amen. He has come to give us life and life more abundant. Amen. That through him, amen, the spoiler's reaction, amen, killed the lesser spoiler. Not to build the devil up, but just in case you don't know, he does have power. He does have power. But it's your and our responsibility to allow God to give us the power over Satan. You can't do it on your own. Amen. I read this in my daily Bible reading a while back, and in studying this message, I just added it right into it. Amen. And in Exodus chapter 12, verses 31 through 36 talks all about it, but I want to read verse 35 and 36. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. You know what? It'll do us good to listen to God. Amen. I thought I'd get some help from your pastors on now. It'd do us good to listen to the voice of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. Amen. I want you to listen what verse 36 says. And the Lord gave, hallelujah, the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let unto them such things as they required. Amen. And they spoiled the Egyptians. Hallelujah. I like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Tinsley, we've got power over the enemy. You know what? God's given us permission to take back what was ours. Hallelujah. What they've taken from us. Amen. But what we've got to do is get right behind the chief spoiler. Amen. And go forward and let him claim it unto us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought of that scripture. I'll read it to you if I can find it. In Revelations chapter 5, verse 5, and I've already made reference to it. Right hand, amen. I saw in the right hand him sat on the throne upon a book written within, backside sealed with seven seals, and he goes on down.
Verse 5, one of the elders saith unto me, there was a lot of weeping going on because nobody was worthy to open that book. Amen. And the elder saith unto me, weep not. Amen. I'm not an elder. Amen. But I believe I could speak for some of these elder brothers. Amen. Because I've seen their burden preaching to us. Amen. Weep not. Amen. Because we have somebody. Hallelujah. I know this is talking about time hereafter. Amen. Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. The root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah. Amen. To open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Amen. Listen, we're not serving, amen, a God that can't do for us. Amen. We're serving a God that can do all things. Hallelujah. Even David of John said, amen, I'm not worthy, amen, of him. Hallelujah. In verse 29 of chapter 1 of John says, the next day seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God. Amen. I'd like to tell you, these preachers that preach to us with fervent, behold the Lamb of God. He cometh and he's here today to give us our needs. Amen. Hallelujah. Behold, the Lamb of God is come. Amen. I know lunch will be served in just a little bit. Amen. And I'm not discrediting that because I'm going to go enjoy it if the Lord will help me. Amen. Hallelujah. If the Lord will help me, I'm not going to overeat though. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. God whipped me over that one time. Amen. God whipped me over that one time. You say, well, Brother Allen, ain't no sense in adding to the brothers. Yeah. God will whip you over it. Amen. If we sin before God, amen, God will chastise us as he preached. Amen. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. I went to a place and overate. Amen. I lost it beside the road somewhere. Amen. Just to put it real simple. Amen. And God spoke to me. Amen. Right there beside the road, sick as a dog. I tried to blame the restaurant. It wasn't the restaurant's fault. It was mine. Amen. You don't eat a 20-ounce T-bone steak and then half of a 16-ounce rib out of your wife's. Amen. Expect not to get sick. Amen. And I did. Hallelujah. And I prayed on the side of the road. I said, God, if you'll forgive me, I'll not do it no more. Amen. Listen, what I've been looking for is the Lamb of God. Amen. I've been looking for him to come into our presence. Amen. Not just because I overate while I'm looking for him. No. Amen. Hallelujah. But I've been looking for him because I want to see help. I want to see God's people helped. Amen. Satan is that intimidator. Amen. Of God's word. And he'll try his best to spoil the God's plans, the God that we serve. He'll try his best to spoil his plans. Amen. But what we need to do is just rear back and get sight of God. Amen. Get sight of that one that is the ultimate spoiler. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Maybe I've done a real poor job at explaining to you about the ultimate spoiler. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. There's a spoiler of the world. Amen. But I like it better being on the side. Amen. That God's on. Hallelujah. Amen. And every time the enemy comes, amen. Hey, I'm telling you. Amen. I know from experience I've had. I'm like some of these other brothers. I've had a pretty rough year this past year. Amen. But I'm here to testify. God delivers. Amen. He still helps in time of trouble. Amen. He'll put us. Amen. Overcoming power. Woo. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet if you will. And let's reverence the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise him.
Glory. Glory. Thank you.